This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
You're listening to Free FM 89.0, Tuiamaro Otahapori. This is Ballot Box 23, an opportunity to meet some of the candidates hoping to get your vote in this year's general election.
Kia ora koutou katoa, ko Mike Williams, tēnei, and this is Ballot Box 2023. Benjamin Doyle is the Green Party candidate for Hamilton West. He's sitting at list number 18 with the party. He has Ngāpuhi, Irish and Scottish ancestry. Benjamin is currently, or until recently, been working as a kaupapa Māori researcher at the University of Waikato, and he joins me now for the program. Kia ora, Benjamin. Thanks for coming in.
Tēnā koe, te rangatira.
Let's start with your priorities for the campaign trail then. What's been most important to you as you've gone about the process of getting yourself known and walking the streets, knocking on doors, pressing the flesh and all that sort of stuff over the last few weeks?
I think the most important thing for all candidates in the Green Party is to encourage people to get out and vote and to engage in a values-based democracy and voting period. We really want to help people to see themselves in potential governments, and we really reflect that in our policies and our values. So just making sure people know who I am. I'm a seen face, kanohikitea, and encouraging people to get excited about the election.
You're a new face and a young face. Why get involved in all this? I would imagine that politics would be the furthest in a lot of people's minds at around about your stage of life.
Well, I think I've been engaged in politics in one way, shape or form for many, many years, just by nature of who I am. To exist as a political act when you're a queer person, when you're Māori. And so it was very natural to come into the space with that preparedness and that knowledge of what's to come. I also think right now, as most people are aware of, is a really crucial time in New Zealand politics. And the system is set up to advantage certain people and disadvantage others. So I'm really here to be a voice for the communities that I belong to who deserve a platform.
What about the Green Party drew you in?
The values, essentially.
That's pretty broad, though. Can you be more specific?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, we are really well known for our environmental stance, our care for the taiao, the environment. But equally important and intrinsically connected is social justice. And as a part of that, te tiriti justice, which I'm a very huge advocate for. So those values really align naturally with who I am as a person, my whakapapa and my background.
Okay. Can you talk about now the specific experiences? You've alluded to them broadly at the moment, but can you be more specific about the experiences and the talents that you have that set you apart from the other candidates looking for that seat?
Sure. It's an incredible privilege to belong to different parts of our communities and to have the support of those people with me. So first I kind of have to acknowledge that whakapapa and those connections I have with people. My mahi has always been in an education space. It's been in an advocacy space and mobilising communities. I was a high school teacher in Kirikiriroa, Hamilton, and before I became a kaupapa Māori researcher at the University of Waikato, and now I work in a charitable organisation. So those experiences have been really formational for me. But also mahi aroha, so kind of community volunteer work with rangatahi, our young people, especially Māori and queer young people, who have really inspired me and supported me into this space, and it's for them that I'm doing this work.
You worked in Tamaki Makaurau as well.
Correct.
What was the work you were doing up there?
I was a high school teacher in Tamaki as well. So I started my career in Auckland Central and then moved south to Manurewa. It's really where I cut my teeth as a teacher before moving to Kirikiriroa.
It seems from what you've said that the connection with rangatahi and concern about the welfare and the future that the young people in New Zealand have is something that may have driven some of your aspirations and some of your beliefs now. Would
absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like a huge campaign I'm a massive supporter of is Make It 16, to lower the voting age to 16. I've seen firsthand how incredible our rangatahi are. I know that they have solutions to many of the problems we face. And really, we need to be advocating for greater autonomy from our young people, especially young people from such diverse backgrounds, our queer, trans, Māori, immigrant, refugee young people who have just brilliant ideas and understandings of, yeah, what we find ourselves facing right now.
Looking at this year's election, the Green Party itself seems to be on a bit of an ascendancy. If you take notice of the recent polling, numbers have arguably never looked so good. There's a chance you could find yourself getting into Parliament even as a list MP rather than necessarily an electorate MP. At number 18, you've got a good chance there. How would that change what your aims would be if you were a list MP as opposed to an electorate MP?
They wouldn't change because our values stay the same, really. I know that the people of Kirikiriroa deserve what people in Aotearoa deserve, and that's equity and fairness. That's a safe place to live, that's a dignified life, that's access to affordable and carbon neutral transport, all the amenities they need. So really the work as a list MP doesn't really change my position on what I would be doing in Parliament, because it's about social justice, it's about climate justice, it's about te tiriti justice, whether I'm a representative for Hamilton West or for the people of Aotearoa in general.
And do you see a direct application to all of those things to the Hamilton West electorate?
Absolutely. I mean, Hamilton West is well recorded as a bellwether electorate, and we have such a broad cross-section of people in this beautiful city, and I'm proud that we have those diverse communities, but also it means we acutely feel the pinch that those people are feeling in different contexts. So when we serve the people of Hamilton West, we also serve the people of Aotearoa, and, you know, I'm really privileged to have access to those communities through the education sector, through the voluntary space as well.
What about if you're on the opposition benches?
Brilliant. We can push really hard and be really active proponents for serious transformation. I think that, you know, whatever place we find ourselves in the House, we need to be staying true to our values and pushing for transformative change, because just tinkering around the edges, whether we're in government or not, is not acceptable. So I think across the bench or in government, it's really important to have that strong position and those strong values.
So what are you asking voters in Hamilton West to do? Should they be voting for you as an MP, or should they be giving a Green Party vote?
I'm first and foremost advocating for people to party vote Green, because that's how we know that transformation happens in government, with more MPs. But ultimately, with candidate votes, I want people to vote for who they think will be the best candidate for them. It's not my place to tell people who the best candidate is that represents them. I don't know that. What I do know is that I care about all the people in Kirikiriroa, and I will work hard for them. But ultimately, I'll allow people to have the autonomy to make that decision themselves. The party vote is really what I'm driving in Hamilton for.
And given the different variations that could happen here, like you could be a list MP, you could be on the opposition benches, what specifically would you like to achieve individually, and in, you know, putting party priorities aside for one moment, sure, just as you as an individual, what would you be wanting to achieve and to say to the people of Hamilton West, look, I'm representing your interests here as best I can. This is what I want to achieve, or this is what I have achieved after 3 years.
Yeah, I think Hamilton is a unique city in Aotearoa. We have a very young population on average. We're a really rapidly growing city. We're quite a green city with a beautiful river through it. And I think those contexts are really important when thinking about how the city grows. And as a person who is living here and wants to be advocating in government for Hamilton, I want to be making sure that people feel connected to the growth in a meaningful way, that they have a voice that's heard in that development. And so part of that means having a good relationship with council, with district and regional council, with the city council, because often there are barriers that stop meaningful ethical, environmentally sound growth. We have incredible projects in the works, but they could be better if we had greater collaboration. So like the Te Huia train is incredible. The bridge, the new bridge over to Peacock, incredible. Now that's not necessarily central government's work in itself. That's council work, that's regional and district council work as well. So I want to have a really good relationship so that voters feel like change is happening smoothly, that their voice is heard, and that there's really good collaboration. I don't want people to think that there's red tape everywhere. And I know the Green Party are really massive advocates for enabling councils to do the work that they know how to do best, especially in collaboration with iwi, hapu and whānau.
Mentioning those, are there specific groups or organisations that you would like to align with going into representation for those people?
Well, look, I think that as a representative in government, it's my responsibility to be open to every organisation and all groups of people, no matter where they come from and what values they hold. So really, I hope to be open to all organisations. I'm not going to kind of stand alongside one exclusively. I mean, I know that our neighbourhood houses are doing incredible work. I know we have amazing work out in Frankton with Go Eco and different organisations that are making meaningful change for the environment and communities. But again, I'm really open to collaborating and working alongside community orgs that already know and are doing what's best for our people.
And we talked about Rangatahi earlier. Is there a youth focus that you would have going forward as well?
Yeah, totally. I mean, as you alluded to, I'm one of the younger candidates, I suppose. And also I have a very young child at primary school as well who goes to a Rumaki Reo in Hamilton West. And as a teacher, I've got that connection to young people as well. So I'm really motivated by the solutions that young people present to us and making sure that those voices are heard and elevated and, you know, their voices are louder and have more decision-making power is important. It's not necessarily that I want to talk with rangatahi. I want them to speak for themselves. Mm. So creating pathways for that is really important as well.
But as a parent, you've obviously got a stake in the future as well. I'm wondering if win, lose or draw, whether 2026 is going to be an option for you to continue in the political sphere.
The decision to run this time around was not my decision. It was the decision that my communities and my whānau made and they've supported me into. So whatever happens this year in the elections is going to be the same situation next time around in the next election, is that I won't make the decision alone. It will be made with my communities and my whānau. So, of course, I'm open to that possibility, but I'm focusing right now on increasing the party vote for the Green Party.
All right, let's just do a little bit of crystal ball here. Three years down the track, next election comes around. You've been a representative one way or another for the party, for the electorate. What are you looking back on and saying, yeah, that was worth it, that was good?
We're going to end poverty together through a really progressive and transformative tax change in Aotearoa. It's not working at the moment, it's broken. And we've built it so we can build it again, better and more equitably. And I know that that's possible because we've tinkered around the edges before, but what we need to do is go to the core of how we're distributing wealth in this country. And I know that we can change a lot of the feelings of hurt and struggle that New Zealanders, especially people in Hamilton, are facing by changing the way we tax, by changing the way we empower people to live dignified, healthy and happy lives. So I know that next time the election rolls around, the Green Party will have achieved that through our tax reform structure. I also want to make sure that we're taking bold action on climate change. So in 3 years' time, we'll ensure that green spaces are more climate robust, they're working with the environment as opposed to against it, and that we have meaningful work from our communities and our iwi, hapu, marae, alongside central government, because then when we put the power in the hands of the people, we know that change happens more meaningfully and in a more sustained way.
What other messages have we got just to round things out here? And I was also trying to see whether you had any deeply personal aspirations that you wanted to achieve in the next 3 years.
Personally, I want community change. I want community transformation. So it's not a personal aspiration for me myself, it's a collective aspiration. I guess one of my personal favourites is a focus on te tiriti justice and ensuring that Māori, whānau, hapū, iwi are able to express our tino rangatiratanga in the way that te tiriti or waitangi promises. So personally, that's an aspiration for my communities that I have, and I know that when people go to vote this year, that's a decision that they're able to make in their ballot.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.